Pro-cocaine Colombian president's racist UN tirade. Most drug dealers are blonde and blue-eyed, Trump needs to be prosecuted. By Christian K. Caruso on September 23, 2025. Colombia's far-left, pro-cocaine president Gustavo Petro called for criminal proceedings against President Donald Trump over recent military strikes against drug-laden vessels in the Caribbean in an unhinged tirade before the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday. Petro reminded his small audience that Tuesday marked his final appearance at the UN as head of state. Colombia will hold a presidential election between May and June 2026. Petro is ineligible to run for president again as per the strict terms of Colombia's constitution, which only allows for a single four-year term with no possibility for re-election. He also let everyone know that he was wearing a pin of the war to the death flag. An over 200-year-old Venezuelan flag briefly hoisted during its war for independence that Petro has seemingly co-opted for his own pursuits. Throughout his roughly 40-minute speech, Petro levied wild accusations against President Trump's drug-fighting and illegal migration policies. The latter, Petro claimed, is an excuse for a rich, white, racist society that believes in a superior race. Petro further accused those who engage in said policies of doing the same as Hitler by allegedly building migrant concentration camps and claimed that Trump's ongoing efforts to combat drug trafficking in the Caribbean seek to dominate Latin America with violence. Petro proclaimed himself a decertified president. In reference to President Trump's determination to Congress designating Colombia and other countries as having failed demonstrably to adhere to obligations under international counter-narcotics agreements, Petro said that Trump had no human, divine, or mental right to issue the determination against Colombia. The Colombian president once again accused Trump of murder over the military strikes against drug-laden vessels in the Caribbean. 4 years after my first speech at the General Assembly, I believe that the horrific situation in Palestine did not lead me to think that the same or almost the same could happen in the Colombian Caribbean. Missiles are fired at unarmed young people at sea. Today, they fall on 17 unarmed young people in the waters of the Caribbean Sea, Petro said. The persecution and enslavement of millions of migrants. Missiles fall on the 70,000 people in Gaza and kill them. Migration is an excuse for a rich, white, racist society to lead all of humanity into the abyss, he continued. Hashtag Politica al Presidente Gustavo Petro. At Petro Gustavo. Rechazo el ataque de Estados Unidos en el Mar Caribe y señalo que los jóvenes asesinados no eran del tren de Aragua. Que nadie quizás conozca aquí su nombre, ni de jamás. Aran caribenos, posiblemente colombianos, y si fueron. pic.twitter.com/k8qkfbpr. Última hora Caracol, at Ultima Horacra, September 23, 2025. According to Petro, the men aboard the drug-trafficking vessels were not from the Tren de Aragua terrorist group, nor Hamas, but rather Caribbean, possibly Colombian, and called for criminal proceedings against U.S. officials involved in the drug-fighting operations, even if they include President Trump, who allowed the missile strikes against youth who simply want to escape poverty. Petro argued that the presence of drugs in the vessel did not mean that the men on board were drug traffickers, but instead impoverished Latin American youth who have no other choice, and claim that the drug traffickers live elsewhere. Trump fires missiles at unarmed migrant boats and accuses them of being traffickers and terrorists without a single weapon to defend themselves, when drug traffickers live in New York, right here, a few blocks away and in Miami, Petro said, slurring some of his words. And they make deals with the DEA that allow them to traffic in Africa, Europe, Russia, or China. But not in the United States. A country that stops, sick, the growth of cocaine consumption without reducing it just because its sick drug addicts went on to, and are sick, went on to consume the deadly drug of the counterculture in humanity's extinction times during the climate crisis. According to Petro, those who build migrant concentration camps are not just acting like Hitler, but accuse migrants of being drug traffickers and blame them for other things, just like they did with the Jews. Petro followed the wild assertion with another one. Most drug traffickers are blonde and blue-eyed and do not live in Bogota or Caracas, but instead in cities such as Miami, and they are neighbors of Trump. Petro also claimed, without evidence, that it is a lie that Tren de Aragua is a terrorist group. And he described it as common gang delinquents exaggerated by the foolish idea of blocking Venezuela and keeping its oil. The blockade of Venezuela and Cuba, Petro reasoned, is a genocide. During another part of his wild speech, the Colombian president said that Trump not only lets missiles drop in the Caribbean, but also accused him of chaining migrants and being an accomplice in favor of the genocide in Gaza. In one of his speech's most outlandish moments, the far-left president called for the creation of a joint army of Asian, Slavic, Latin American, and other soldiers to free Palestine. Words are superfluous at this moment of Venezuelan founding father Simon Bolivar's sword of liberty or death, because they are not only going to bomb Gaza, not only the Caribbean, as they already do, he railed, but also humanity that cries out for freedom because Washington and NATO are killing democracy and reviving tyranny and totalitarianism on a global scale. We must raise the red and black flag of liberty or death that Bolivar raised, without forgetting the white color that he raised alongside the red and black. The color of peace as hope for life on earth and in the heart of humanity, he declared. The United States no longer teaches democracy, but kills it in its migrants and its greed. The United States teaches tyranny, he continued. The UN must begin its change by stopping the genocide in Gaza with the effectiveness of an army of world salvation. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.